Materia is confused. Hello and welcome to Matalia is Confused. This is Matalia, aka M. Diesel, aka Pastor M. Fucking Diesel. That's right, it's Sunday. That means only one thing. It is Sunday service here on Matalia is Confused. M. Diesel is confused. Pastor M. Diesel is confused, but he's also singing and a hopping and a fucking dancing and filled with the holy a fucking a spirit of fuck. One day I was a walking. One day I was a talking. One day I was a living deep in sin. No, I wouldn't believe it. No, I wouldn't receive it. No, I never knew I needed such a friend. I started seeking. And I started searching. Looking for that man of Galilee. I started praying. Hear these words I'm saying. Come on down from glory and set me free. Don't you know he put a running in my feet. Clapping in my hand. Shouted in my heart. Doubted from my mind that they got brighter. Lighter, walking, talking, singing, shouting. God said if we could believe it, God said if we could receive it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, oh my Lord, really, really should have been it when he set me free. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when the music fucking rules? What are you going to do when the music is fucking spectacular? When the music is fucking great? But what they're saying in the music is a bunch of fucking malarkey horse shit. What are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Much like, let's say, the song Too Close by the R&B group Next. Stand back, you're dancing kind of close. Feel a little poke coming through on you. Girl, you can't deny it. Girl, you know I said. Girl, I know you felt it. Oh, you know I can't help it. You're making it hard for me. Just like that song with the fucking haunting, horrible, predatorial lyrics. You gotta move the lyrics aside and shake your ass anyway. Because bad, awful, troublesome, dangerous lyrics are not gonna stop us from getting the fuck down. Even when the lyrics are about bathing in blood, slaughtering lambs, people getting crucified, sinning like a motherfucker. Even when the lyrics are like that, we got to be moving in the grooving. That song is the shit. That's my man, Russ Taff. Russ Taff, if you're not familiar, which I guarantee you're not, Russ Taff is the king of singing while he's sitting down in a big comfy chair. No one does it cooler. And seeing him do that made me realize there's nothing cooler than singing while sitting down in a big puffy chair. I urge you to look him up on YouTube. Look up that exact live performance, actually. Russ Taff, When He Set Me Free. And you will see what I mean. Sitting down, big puffy chair, ripping out the fucking lyrics. Anyway, it is Sunday service, and there is a lot. There was a lot of truly crazy shit said and done by pastors and Christian motherfucks in the last few days. So I'm going to start getting into them now. First of all, just to get this part out of the way, one of the guys I actually talk about a lot, this is actually amazing to me. And a couple things before I even say anything. You will recognize the some of the crazy things along the way. And then at the end, I'm going to put in perspective the craziest part that isn't that apparent when you're just getting the stream of information of the facts that happened. There's one sort of symbolic thing that I can't fucking believe, but I'll leave that for the end. Okay, so there's this guy, Jeff Jansen. He fucking always wears Oakley sunglasses and has like shitty Under Armour shirts on. And he makes videos. He's a pastor. He's a pastor, I believe, Global Fire Church. It's Global Fire Ministries, I think it's called. I mean, Global Fire, you know? Not good. Not good. So Jeff Jansen is a so-called prophet. His thing is being not only a pastor, not only a zealot, not only a crazy guy, but also a prophet, which means he's full of, jam-packed full of shit. Jam-packed full of shit. We've talked about pastors a lot on this show, rather prophets a lot on this show, and Jeff is one of the ones I've brought up before. He uses hair gel, he wears Oakley sunglasses, he wears Under Armour shirts. You're getting the idea. Now, to give you a taste of the kind of shit, the kind of prophecies that Mr. Jansen's been laying on us in the last few weeks, last few months really, I'm going to play you his most recent one. Okay, so just to put it in perspective though, he has been saying all along, what a surprise, he's one of the prophets that is, instead of dealing in religious prophecies, he's dealing in political prophecies, which I don't know when that gate opened. But once it did, it must mean cash for these motherfuckers because they're all doing it now. Every crazy right-wing pastors, all of them are talking about how Trump really won and it was always God's plan. And now as God's warriors, we need to stay. It doesn't make any logical sense. So I'm not even going to phrase it. But their whole thing is that Trump actually won. And one day it will be revealed to be true. Trump will be back in the presidency. Biden is a fake president. We're going to get into that more later. But Jeff is one of these people that has been insisting that. He said by, I think in January, he said by March, Biden would be out, Trump would be in. Then in March, he said by the end of April, Biden will be out, Trump will be in. And then when that didn't come around, he said, it's looking good for May. So he just, I don't need to say anymore. You understand what that is. He's just pushing it back. He's full of shit. Okay, so here's Jeff Jansen's last video. And by last, I might mean more than one thing, and that's what I'm going to get into after this. So let me just play this real quick and then talk about that.
By spring, we'll be dancing. I put the post out yesterday. Things are radically changing. The fake Biden administration, you watch what happens. All of this is coming down. The rats are going to be exposed. President Trump stepping into his place. This is all about people saying, well, Jeff, you're talking about Trump. What about Jesus? Well, I'm talking about Jesus.
Honestly, if you're a Christian, and you're a real Christian, and you're not out of your fucking shit, and you wrote to Jeff Jansen and said, why are you talking about Trump? This is about Jesus. Fucking good for you. Good for you, because you are fucking right. Why are all of these people talking about Donald Trump all the time? Also, why do religious people never talk about Joe Biden? Joe Biden's a fucking Catholic. Donald Trump is not fucking religious at all and has never even pretended to be. So what the fuck is that? That is some topsy-turvy, true backwards, confusing shit. Anyway, those people that wrote you that shit, Jeff, have a good point and are right. But let me guess, you're not going to agree with them now. Let's hear it.
Talking about righteousness, we're talking about justice, we're talking about the right side of the issue, because there is a massive global economic reform that's happening. There is an amazing shift that's happening in the church. God is preparing the earth for great global glory revival. So watch what happens. God bless you. I'm doing a 60-second blast, and I just wanted to come on and say it again. I'm tripling down, quadrupling down, God bless you. Look for it in Jesus' name.
Okay, so as he said in his own words, I believe this was maybe earlier this week, but I think maybe exactly a week ago, perhaps. I'm doing a 60-second blast. What? But he's tripling down. He's quadrupling down. And of course, what he's alluding to is the fact that he's been wrong, not two, but three times. So now he has to quadruple down. Meanwhile, obviously he's fucking wrong. And obviously he's leading these poor people by the fucking nose. And he's contributing to a massive problem. Now there's some statistic like 70% of Republicans think Joe Biden stole the election. But the reason I'm leading with Jeff Janssen, there's a specific reason I'm leading with Jeff Janssen. Because as always fucking happens with these dudes, he got into some trouble. What kind of trouble, you might think? Well, you might expect the kind of trouble to be that he's been fucking lying through his teeth and prophesying shit that is absolutely never, ever, 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 ever going to happen. And you would be not wrong for thinking that that should be the reason he's getting canned. Okay, so Global Fire Ministries International has removed Jeff Janssen from their... Let me just read you an article, actually. The headline is Christian Ministry Fires MAGA-Loving, quote, Prophet for, quote, Unbiblical Behavior. Okay, here's the article. For months now, we've been posting about the lies spread... This is on thefriendlyatheist.com. About the lies spread by so-called prophet Jeff Janssen of Global Fire Ministries International. This is the guy who said in February that Donald Trump was still president and would return to the White House by summer. In March, he moved up the date to April, saying the military would help restore Trump to power. I played you that a few weeks ago. This week, he stood by that prediction, and you heard that just now, even though it's May, which is actually true, which is so insane. He doubled down on that claim this past Tuesday, which is still part of May. I don't think Jeff understands months. Anyway, well, here's a bit of a shocker. Janssen has now been fired by Global Fire Ministries International. Global Fired Ministries? Fuck yeah. The website for Global Fire Church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, now lists his wife Jan Janssen. Jan and Jeff Janssen? Jesus! As a senior leader, but Jeff is no longer listed there. Furthermore, the website for the ministry itself is no longer publicly accessible. So what happened? Yesterday, I received a tip that the ministry had sent the following email to members. They have not posted this for public viewing, but a spokesperson at the ministry confirmed its legitimacy to me. A statement from the leadership team, board, and advisors of Global Fire Ministries, May 5th, 2021. It is with deep sorrow that... Sorrow? What am I, fucking Canadian? It is with deep sorrow that Jeff Janssen has been asked by his board to step down as co-senior leader of Global Fire Church and from Global Fire Ministries due to unscriptural and unbiblical behavior. It's cool that they made up two words in a span of three words. He was asked to step down in April, and this was made public to the church body on May 2nd, 2021. A statement was released to partners and friends on May 5th. Due to a pattern of making poor moral choices and bad coping mechanisms, character flaws became obvious, which disqualified Jeff from New Testament leadership. His lifestyle in the home, traveling on the road, and in the house of God has fallen below biblical standards laid out for those in leadership. He has been confronted concerning these flaws numerous times over a period of time. That's a bad sentence. Rather than submit to the process of healing and restoration, Jeff recently made an intentional decision to leave his wife and family to pursue his own desires. He remains unrepentant and unremorseful. Any pursuit of further ministry on Jeff's behalf is not under the umbrella and blessing of Global Fire Ministries. This is my favorite part right here. Global Fire Church will continue to thrive! Exclamation point. Our church was built on the importance of family, and that will remain. Your prayers are all greatly appreciated. Sincerely, Global Fire Leadership Team Board and Advisors. Okay. I'll finish the article and then give you the fucking the commentary scoop. Notice that none of that says they're embarrassed by his supposed prophecies. Actually, that's exactly what I was going to say. They're not... Whatever they're firing him for has something to do with the way he is in his own family. So the fact that he's endlessly, constantly lying to his congregation about who the president is and is going to be. He was the guy that was talking about how the military is going to intervene and take over and we got nothing to worry about by the end of April. It'll happen. Didn't happen. What a fucking surprise. Didn't happen because he's lying. With his fucking Oakleys and Under Armour on, his hair gel. By the way, all prophets are bullshit, but if there is one that is not bullshit, if there is a Christian prophet who is not bullshit, I guarantee you, he is not wearing Oakleys and using hair gel and wearing Under Armour. But this church, the Global Fire Ministries, fired him because he left his wife and probably cheated on his wife and is unrepentant about that. Not because he's telling lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie, leading his congregation on, making them believe it's true, and basically ruining fucking everything. That's not why. That's not unbiblical and unscriptural, to use words they made up. That's got to be scriptural because everybody fucking else is doing it. So those are the morals that they hold their people up to. Not lying to thousands and thousands of people every fucking day, but leaving your wife. And to that, I say, Kate! I mean, come the fucking fuck on. Speaking of the fucking endless amounts, there's a guy on one of these guys who I play the most of is this guy Hank Kunteman. I wrote to him, begging him to come on the show. So hopefully he'll agree. He hasn't responded yet. I wrote him, I think, on Friday. But I really want Hank to come on the show. I really want him. I promised him I wouldn't do the gotcha bullshit. I wrote him personally. I'm like, please, please, please. We'll see what he says. But he's just another one of these motherfuckers. Here we go. Here we go. What a surprise. He was doing it again this week.
God has not changed his mind. President Trump won. The nation is now in a place where we are being tested. Mark.
What does that even mean? God has not changed his mind? So the only way Biden is really the president is if God, the made-up guy, changed his mind? Also, God changes his mind? That's already you're taking so many leaps from my understanding of God. God has a mind? God is a person? I've realized the thing I hate more than anything else that Christians say is that is God made man in his image? Hey, that is exactly 100% backwards. Man made God in his image. And I might go a step further and say, man made God the fuck up in his image. Because he's an egomaniacal motherfucker. Anyway, Hank Gumpman, what do you got to say?
Chapter 6 is where we are prophetically. Jesus told the disciples to get in a boat. They get in a boat. They begin to row. And Jesus is coming by way of a visitation. The disciples, which represents the church, misread the signs of Jesus's visitation and think that it's something evil. That's where a lot of people are at today. They cannot see what God is doing. They can't recognize a visitation. But yet Jesus was testing the church or the disciples. And the Bible says in Mark 6 that he intended to pass them by. It was a test. What would they do? Well, they were rowing against a wind that was blowing contrary. We're hearing contrary reports, contrary things that is dividing the nation, attacking the prophets, saying that, you know, God is basically done with America. The prophets are wrong. So these winds are blowing. The disciples are rowing. A lot of chaos has happened.
By the way, I'm not saying God is done with America. I'm only saying the prophets are wrong. I am saying God doesn't give a particular fuck about America. Because if he did, he'd be a piece of shit, God. Just being partial to a certain place on the globe? He sucks. But I am saying all the prophets are wrong.
In the boat. The disciples finally call Jesus in the boat, and something happens. A great acceleration begins to take place. Mark 6 says, immediately they were on the other side. This is what is beginning to happen. We are now in the season that God is going to fulfill what he has spoken through the prophets.
They can't stop. They cannot stop, as Jeff Jansen says, tripling and quadrupling down, and there's a reason for that. No recourse comes their way. Even when they do fire these motherfuckers, it's not because of this. It's because they leave their wife. Jesus fuck. Also, what is the deal with Christians looking at the Bible and fitting everything that happens in front of them today through that lens? I've read the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible says, in the days to come, things will constantly and only mirror the contents of this book. That's just another made-up thing that all of these motherfuckers do. Now, another one of these motherfuckers, prophets, the Billy Ray Cyrus guy, homeless Billy Ray Cyrus, Robin Bullock, I actually saw an article this last week about him in Newsweek. Newsweek was the publication I was shitting on for writing news stories about what happens on TikTok, which is literally the lowest of the low. I can't imagine a less newsworthy thing to report on. Alas, Newsweek reports on it, but Newsweek kind of elevated themselves in my eyes because they did write about Robin Bullock. And Robin Bullock, more than most people in the world, needs to be shit on publicly. Now, the article was talking about how some prophets have apologized, but how Robin Bullock is holding out for this, this false narrative that they're spinning to their congregants about Trump really won. Now, here is an amazing example of the kind of logic that these motherfuckers get away with. That their congregation and the people out there similar to them, for some reason, accept. Here's Robin Bullock. I think he's talking about exactly that, actually.
He's about the president. We give prophecies about the president. Okay, Donald J. Trump is the only president.
Nope.
He's the president.
Nope.
Now, you'd have to be... You just have to, you know, I was born near a tub, but I wasn't born under one.
What?
Donald J. Trump is the president.
Nope.
Okay. All right, he's the president.
Nope.
If we're not right about that.
You're not.
Then why did Newsweek jump all over me?
Because you're wrong. What do you mean? That is exactly the opposite takeaway. Why did Newsweek, a news source, write about how you're wrong? Because you're wrong, not because you're right. What, dude?
Why did they jump all over me? And you know what their argument was, Steve? It was something to this effect. The prophets are apologizing. But Robin D. Bullock will not apologize, or some of the other ones.
What?
Well, I knew the other ones they were talking about. But notice this. Why did they get so mad because I won't apologize? Because right. They know he's the president. They right. Know it. Well, as we know it.
That, I found it. I found it the single worst logic I've ever seen framed as actual logic. He's saying, why would the news report that I'm lying if I wasn't really telling the truth? If that's not the worst fucking logic and a perfect encapsulation of how these motherfucks lie. They tell you a lie with an intonation and a whole fucking tenor of the way that they're being as if it's obvious truth. It's the fucking definition of gaslighting. Fuck you, motherfucker. Anyways, 3,000 degrees. I'm going to take a break and I will talk to you about some more, even crazier shit in 1 minute. Okay. Don't go anywhere. Matt D'Elia is confused. We'll return right after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I'm back, and it's still fucking Sunday service. So La Soul Bitch, the way that song begins. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you coming trusted in this faceless hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified?
What?
Are you washed in the blood?
No! The blood in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Not possible, not absolutely not remotely possible to be washed in blood and have garments that are spotless and white as snow. Also, that song is so fucked up, but also stop talking about our underwear in Christian songs. And definitely stop talking about our underwear and in the very next breath talking about blood of lambs. Thank you. That is fucking abundantly obvious, but thank you. I didn't know I had to say it, but thank you. I have one non-Sunday service item to take care of, and it is this. I didn't watch it because I don't watch Saturday Night Live because I can't, because I'm like a fucking, my mouth is completely parallel to the ground because it doesn't curve at all on the sides into the shape of a smile, not even a little bit. It is parallel to the ground. That's why I don't watch SNL. That being said, I did watch the opening monologue of Elon Musk, and allow me to tell you, it was fucking terrible. What a surprise! His whole vibe sucks shit. And that's it. I'm done. I'm not even going to get into it. His whole vibe sucks shit, and it will never not suck shit. He's the richest man in the world. That's cool. And he's obviously a genius, and he's obviously brilliant, and he's obviously an insanely successful capitalist, one of the most ever. Why the fuck is he hosting a comedy show? Fuck, you know? (Clears throat) But something happened this week that is aligned with Sunday service, a little anecdote of the life of M. Diesel. Now, there's a moment, okay, if any of you have experienced something like this, and I'm sure probably all of you have, if you haven't, you are a hermit. But anytime there's any kind of homeless population around, when a homeless person approaches you, you have like a brief window where if you allow the door to seem open and invite for them to speak to you, you are fucked, right? If you don't allow that door to be open, they just go on by and you go on by and everybody goes about their lives. Obviously, if you're in a charitable mood, you whatever, you give them the thing that they're asking for and then that can be over. But every once in a while, there's this window that if you miss your window to get the fuck out of the potential interaction, you're sucked in for like 5 fucking minutes, right? And it rarely happens to me, especially because I lived downtown for so long. Downtown Los Angeles, anybody that lives downtown or has been downtown knows there are many, 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 many homeless people everywhere. And actually, usually it's a total non-issue in terms of like any kind of actual annoyance or being accosted or anything like that. It's just that Skid Row happens to be very close, and Skid Row in LA is fucking enormous. So I had one of these interactions, and I missed my fucking window. I left the door open too long, and the guy was wicked smart, though, about it. Because the way he approached it, he came up to me and he said, "Hey, can I talk to you for a second?" Which is like kryptonite on me. I'm not going to say no. Can I have some money? I don't usually have money on me, so that's an easy one. I say, "Sorry, I don't have anything on me," you know. But yeah, this was like, I could, in the moment, I just, it was like a deer in headlights. I was like, he was like, "Can I talk to you for a second?" And I was like, "Okay." And then I was fucked. Right away, he had his hooks in. He takes a fucking piece of paper out of his pocket. And I shit you not, there is writing filling both sides, just crammed with words. He hand wrote on this shit. And what a fucking surprise. Every word that he wrote is about God and Jesus, and being, oh, what a surprise, washed in the fucking blood. Perfect audience for that, me. And also, though, on top of that, he's very clearly a scary person. And what I mean by that is he's not blinking and not at all. Not at any point, except when he takes his eyes away from me to read what's on the piece of paper. He's staring directly into my eyes, eye contact the entire time, and isn't blinking. And he had these piercing blue eyes. And he was either mentally imbalanced or on something. It's just obvious. But he wasn't being confrontational in any way. He seemed desperate. He seemed troubled, I guess. And so even more of a reason when he said, "Can I talk to you?" Okay. And then he pulls out his paper and I was like, I didn't know it was going to be this. So he has this piece of paper now and he's just reading it. Most of it's memorized, but I realized it's like a fucking sermon. It's like he wants to be that guy, Greg Locke, that I play sometimes on this show. "You're talking like this about God. Lil Nas X. Joe Biden, Kirk." That guy. Joe Biden is a fake president. Oh no, can I get an amen for that? But he wasn't doing it like that. He was doing it all shitty and clunky. He was like, you know, an amateur. And also fucking on something, you know? So he's just reading me his sermon. And I'm literally just standing there. But I'm also realizing maybe if I don't agree with him, then this could get awkward fast. So I'm trying to... I'm doing some calculations in my head. I'm thinking, how am I going to get out of this? A. But B, how am I going to get out of this without pissing him off? And I don't want to be rude. I don't want to be rude anyway. So that's already off the table. I'm not going to be rude to this guy. So I patiently listen, and every once in a while he pauses, and it seems like he's pausing to get my response. And I made a decision to get this over with as quick as possible. So every time he would pause, I would say, praise Jesus, okay? But then he veers off into this, it started out as a really generic sort of like thing about how if we just confess to our sins, Jesus loves us and he's always looking out for us and God is da-da-da-da, God's plan and whatever. He soon, I'd say, when he turns over his page and starts reading the other side of his piece of paper that he's written his sermon on, he starts talking about illicit lustful feelings towards women and how he used to suffer from satanic afflictions of lusting after women and acting on these feelings. And then I can't say praise Jesus anymore because I already was lying when I said praise Jesus. Now he's like scaring me. He was repenting, I suppose, but he's also confessing to having violent, fucked up sexual feelings towards women. And he's talking about how we should treat younger women like daughters and we should treat older women like mothers. And I'm turning a little bit. I'm like, maybe I can just walk away. I don't know if he's looking me right in the eye, but I don't know if he's really seeing me, you know? Also, I had told him my name was Max, not Matt. Don't know why. Why would I do that? But he's calling me Max. He's like, keeps calling me Max. And so finally, he stops being creepy about the women thing, and he's just talking about how God saved him, and he doesn't lust after women anymore, and it's all because of God. And to that, I can say, praise Jesus. So I'm like, okay, man, I'm going to go, right? And so I start walking, I continue on my way, and I'm aware that maybe he's going to follow me, but he's got so much shit. He has like a shopping cart and a ton of other stuff that would make noise. And I don't hear anything behind me. So I'm like, good, I don't have to look back. I'm walking, I'm walking, I'm walking. I get all the way up the block. And I just hear in the distance, Max, Max, Max. And I'm like, oh, motherfucker, more? What, has he got another piece of paper? I thought I successfully did this. I said, I did my duty. You know, I said, praise Jesus 20 times. He didn't even ask. He didn't ask me for anything. He just wanted my time, which I gave to him graciously. I was fucking nice as fuck. Poor guy, you know, I don't want to fucking hurt his feelings, but now he's hurting my feelings. Max, Max. And then I hear him rolling his fucking shopping cart. And I'm like, uh-oh, I can't do another 5 fucking minutes of this. So I pretend like I don't hear him calling me. And I take my phone out of my pocket and pretend like I got a call. I can't believe I fucking did this. Why didn't I just tell him I don't want to fucking talk, you know? But now I'm like so far in. Again, I missed my window. I missed my fucking window. So now I'm like, I'm pretending to this crazy guy that I'm on the phone. So I pretend I don't hear him, and I take out my phone, and I'm not that it even mattered, because he's still yelling Max, and now he's right behind me. And I have to be like, turn around and be like, oh, I didn't know you were behind me. And then I pull away my phone, which I'm not on, but I'm pretending I'm on, and I say, oh, what's up, man? I'm on a call now. And he says, oh, I'm sorry, just really fast, one more thing. I'm on meth. And that was it. That was it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I pretended to be on the phone and kept on walking. And that was the end of the interaction. I really wonder how he's doing right now. I mean, that was not a good thing to chase me down for. I didn't know he was on meth, but I thought he was on something. I could have lived not knowing, but he was running. After all that praise Jesus shit, I'm on meth. And let me tell you something. That guy is more honest than any prophet I've ever played for you on this show. I walked away, and even in his fucked up state on meth, he was like, I want Max to know that what he just saw of me was maybe not my best version. I'm going to chase him down and tell him I'm on meth. And then he did that. Thank you. His name was Ryan, by the way. He told me his name. So Ryan, as troubled as you are, I hope you find your way. The meth thing, I don't know. I've never done meth. I've heard it's a terrible drug, and I'm sure you're having a hard time with it. I really hope shit works out for you, Ryan. But because you chased me down and sort of divulged, I guess, the fact that you're on meth, you have more cred in my book than any of these fucking prophets I've ever played. Speaking of fucking Greg Locke, I just mentioned Greg Locke. There's a new piece of Greg Locke going the fuck off. But I don't know. I don't like... Oh, actually, you know what? I am going to play this. The Micro Machine. Go, Greg Locke! Lil Nas X!
We want you... I got 3 letters in the mail just the other day. Not a one of them had a return address.
Return!
Not a one of them. And all 3 of them were castigating me because they said, we want you to know that Joe Biden is an honorable man.
Oh, thank you, actually. Listen to the crowd. This is a fucking Christian service. And they're just mocking a guy who's a Catholic.
Joe Biden is a practicing Catholic.
Oh, there we go.
So is the Pope, but he's the biggest pedophile on the planet. Say amen right there.
Hey, Greg. I don't want to say amen to that. That is a disturbing thing to say amen to. The Pope, he's the biggest pedophile on the planet. Can I get an amen? No! No, that's really fucked up and not true. And also, if it was, it would be fucked up. So for both of those reasons, you don't get an amen. Can I get an amen? Fucking no! I mean, just speaking of on meth, what a fucking maniac. Can I get an amen? No. Not for that. I'm going to go with fucking no. I'm going to play one more of these motherfuckers and then I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Here we go.
And win big. What God's doing is an incredible thing. There's things I know that I can't say, but what I can say is Trump is not done. It is not over for sure. And what God said still stands. And did he win big? Yes, all the prophets that prophesied that he was going to win and win big or a landslide, it was true, right? And so the real dominion is not the software they tried to manipulate, but real dominion is the Lord saying, I've given you all authority. Now I want my people to pray and from knowing I've got the authority because Christ lives in me, the hope of glory by the Holy Spirit.
That's so good.
Hey, fucking what? Honestly, fucking what? What did that guy just say? Think about that. What did that guy even just say? Now they're just saying shit. Like phrases that are like touchstone things that Christian pastors say. But they don't even have to add up into the thing that makes sense. And God has a plan. And when they look at me and they say Donald Trump won, and he did, and he did, he won in a landslide, and all that we have to do is understand the anointed one and his righteousness. And when we understand the anointed one and his righteousness, we can look and see that that will be the way ahead. You're just like, what the fuck? That's not something that you just said. What you said is not fucking something. And fucking yet. You know what? I'm going to write to Hank Kunneman again. I gotta talk to these motherfuckers. And if Hank doesn't respond, I'm write to other ones. I got to get these motherfuckers on the show. It is high fucking time. But that does wrap up another rockin', raucous, fucking Sunday service. I hope you all are having a great Sunday, taking care of yourselves. Not going to real church, but yes, coming to this church, our church, where Pastor M. Diesel resides over all of the proceedings. All right. We're going to have the mugs. We got the mugs. We got the fucking Me Right Now mugs in stock. Going to take some photos of them, put them up on the website. They will be up for sale this motherfucking week. Get your Me Right Now mugs. I will obviously post about it. And by the time you hear my voice again during the week, they will be up and available for purchase. And I'm excited about that. And life is exciting. Everything is good. We are all happy. And that is just the way it is. We are not sad. We are very fucking happy. And life is great. And everything is good. And that is going to be true forevermore. I'm hypnotizing you. I'm brainwashing you. I hope it works. Take care, all of you. I love you. I will talk to you again this week. Okay. Thank you.